We gather together at this time and this place to affirm our liberal religious values. Here we believe that it is possible to have joy without hysteria. We believe it is possible to have morality without inquisitions. We believe it is possible to have community without conformity. We believe it is possible to have authority without slavery. We believe it is possible to have religion without madness. We believe it is possible to have worship without idolatry. And here we believe it is possible to have love without perfection. We welcome all who wish to join us in this celebration of life. I'm going to light my chalice now using some words by Cliff Reid. We kindle a light against the darkness. We affirm hope against despair. We invoke love against indifference. Living Spirit, healer, comforter, come among us, inflame our souls as we meet in your name. Let us join in the fellowship of prayer. Spirit of life and love, be with us as we gather for worship, each in our own place. Help us to feel a sense of community, even though we are physically apart. Help us to care for each other in this world in which COVID has not yet gone away and the clouds of war hover. May we keep in touch however we can and help each other however we may. May we remember that caution is still needed, that close contact is still unwise. Help us to be grateful for the freedoms we have and to respect the wishes of others. May we hold in our hearts all those who are grieving, lost, alone, victims of violence and war, suffering in any way. Amen. In his first collection of prayer thoughts, praise poems, and words of worship, Spirit of Time and Place, Cliff Reid included this wonderful affirmation of Unitarian values. We are not here to judge, but to live as best we can, in peace and harmony with our neighbours, always aware of our own shortcomings. We are not here to condemn, but to give such encouragement and assistance as we can to those we meet along the road. We are not here to lecture others on goodness, but to ask how well we match up to the best we know, the vision in our souls, and then try harder. We are not here to claim a place with the elect, a place in heaven, but to live on this earth with love in our hearts and kindness in our deeds, just like everyone else. We are not here to speak for God, but to heed the divine voice in ourselves and to be the divine presence in this glorious, complex and suffering world. We are here to love our neighbour as we love ourselves, to be human to the best of our ability. I invite you now to join with me, if you wish, in this alternative version of the Lord's Prayer. Spirit of life and love, here and everywhere, may we be aware of your presence in our lives. May our world be blessed. May our daily needs be met, and may our shortcomings be forgiven, as we forgive those of others. Give us the strength to resist wrongdoing, the inspiration and guidance to do right, and the wisdom to know the difference. We are your hands in the world. Help us to grow. May we have compassion for all living beings and receive whatever life brings with courage and trust. Amen. Our next reading is from On Being a Unitarian by Philip Hewitt. A person is responsible only when he is free to act in more than one way. But by the same token, just as responsibility entails freedom, so freedom entails responsibility. In the more usual language of religion, this is to say that it entails love. Love is the response that makes men responsible. A love for truth makes us responsible in our thinking. A love for beauty makes us responsible in our feeling. A love for our world and our fellow men makes us responsible in our acting. A responsible freedom unites us in love with others, so that we do not tolerate easily a situation where some squander wealth recklessly while others are in want, either physically, intellectually, or spiritually. It means a reverence for the earth, which is our home, so that we do not plunder her resources without regard to the future, and pollute land, sea, and air with the by-products of our hatred and our greed. All this is involved in the fulfilment of freedom in love. Responsible freedom does not simply mean a liberation of the mind to frame its own intellectual conclusions. It means also a liberation of the heart to go out in fellowship and sympathy to all those around us and to all life in this world in which we have the privilege of living. Love of beauty, like love of truth, results in a discriminating judgment. Love of truth rules out any respect for the patently false. Love of beauty rules out any respect for the patently ugly. In both cases, no person's judgment is infallible. There is always room for learning and growth. But respect for differences of belief does not entail a willingness to accept the false, the ugly, the mean, the degrading, in the face of other and better alternatives. let us join once more in the fellowship of prayer. Bring us closer, O God, to the meaning of life, and especially to the meaning of our own. Help us to be true, not to the conformities, but to our inner selves. To say to our hearts, each of them for themselves, I will speak the truth without fear, because I am a free soul, breathing the breath of God. I will stand for justice, no matter how my actions are construed, because justice is the flame that burns within, the light of conscience, and must be my guide. I will love the cause of human welfare, the better life for all humankind, the sacred hope of brother and sisterhood, because this is life's meaning, whispered in the spirit's loneliness, the meaning that redeems our emptiness, the love of humankind that lifts us to the love of God. Amen. Our final reading is again by Cliff Reid, and is called On Being Religious Liberally. To be religious is to be open to transcendence, closing off no possibilities in our dullness and our pride. To be religious is to connect our own deepest intimacy with the universe's unimaginable ultimacy. To be religious is to connect with each other in compassion, truth, and justice, always loyal to what we know is true and right and good. To be religious is to move beyond our small denials, that we may worship, giving our spirit's wing to rise in joy. To be religious is to recognize the shadow and include it, lest too much light should blind us to another's pain. To be religious is to be humble before the mystery, within us, around us, and among us, raising hands in praise, joining hands in love. Let us be religious, bound together in freedom. May it be so. I invite you now into a time of stillness and reflection, to find a position in which you can sit comfortably and be open to the presence of the Spirit around us and between us. There will be some words, there will be a time of silence, then a few more words. Source of love, help us to love when it is hard to do so. Source of courage, help us to endure when we are afraid. Source of inspiration, breathe into us when we are dried up. The world cries out for love to heal its hatred and indifference. The world cries out for courage to heal its cowardice and weakness. The world cries out for inspiration to heal its soul hunger and its withered hopes. Source of vision, show us the vision of a better world as we ponder these things in the silence. Show us the vision of a better world, a world awake to its oneness, a world of colour, song and comradeship, a world of fairness, joy and festivals, and give us the faith to feed the vision and make it real. Amen. Let's have some music. Thank you. few years ago, 2015 to be precise, the National Executive Committee of British Unitarianism launched a new document at the General Assembly meetings called A Vision for Our Future. At the time, I commented, "So what the EC says about needing to re-establish an identity, a unique spiritual position, is key to our future. I believe that the most vital task for British Unitarians is to adopt a widely agreed statement, such as the Unitarian Universalist's Seven Principles." Or why not just adopt them wholesale? They work for me. I believe that one of the main reasons why the Quakers are so much more successful than we are is that other people understand what they believe in and stand for. And this year, as GA President, I have chosen to launch what I hope will become a national conversation about Unitarian values. All the MUA congregations have now heard my thoughts on the subject, so I will not repeat them here. The readings I have chosen to share today argue eloquently for the necessity of exploring what it is we value, both as individuals and as congregations. Because unless we can articulate clearly what we stand for and how this fits in to a Unitarian identity, we are not going to be able to attract newcomers in, nor halt the decline in our congregations. So what are the keystone values of British Unitarianism? If you are asked the question, "What do Unitarians believe?" the immediate answer that springs to mind may be, "We believe in freedom, reason, and tolerance." I'm not so sure. Our beliefs may be as diverse as ourselves. Some of us believe in a personal God. Some of us are religious humanists. Some of us share beliefs with other world faiths, and so on, and so on. So what is it that makes us Unitarians? What binds us together? Myself, I would put it another way. I would rather say that freedom, reason, and tolerance are the values that underlie British Unitarianism, the principles and standards that make the rest possible. As Cliff Reid wrote in Unitarian What's That, "Shared values and a shared religious approach are a surer basis for unity than theological propositions." So what does freedom mean to Unitarians? The first thing to realise is that it doesn't mean freedom to believe whatever I like. It is not capricious. It doesn't mean that Unitarians are free to believe that the moon is made of green cheese, for example. To quote Alfred Hall, author of Beliefs of a Unitarian, "It means the right to believe what the voices of reason and conscience proclaim to be true and good. The right to listen to and trust what God speaks to the mind, heart and soul of man. The right to follow truth and to accept what is made known to us in our human experience." Hall further quotes from Dr. Gow's 1929 presidential address to the General Assembly, "The belief in free thought as the way to religious truth and as a basis of church membership is a daring and heroic act of faith. a daring and splendid affirmation of belief in God. It is the profound faith that God can and will be found and realized by reverent free thought, by sincere effort, by the heart and mind which seek for him in spirit and truth. Reason, our second tenet, is strongly and fundamentally linked to freedom of religious belief. Freedom requires responsibility, and responsibility requires reason. Humankind must accept responsibility for their choices and their acts. Every time we come across a new person, or a new situation, or a new way of thinking, we find that some things are better and others worse, by trial and error, by measurements of happiness and welfare, by comparison and reflection. This is how we cultivate responsible behaviour, by using reason as our guide. The process is like this. Find out what commends itself to your reason as truth, and then accept that as your authority. If you work at it faithfully your whole life long, with help from fellow pilgrims, you might become a better, wiser, and more loving human being. If enough of us do the same and put our beliefs into action, it might even lead to a better, wiser, and more loving world. Freedom and reason are two of the keystones of Unitarian thought. The third is tolerance. Outsiders may find it difficult to understand how the Unitarian movement holds together, placing, as it does, so much importance on the freedom of individual belief based on reason and conscience. But tolerance, this openness to new thoughts and ideas, is a key concept in Unitarianism. Indeed, it is what has kept it green and growing down the centuries. Our movement has been underpinned by a process of continuous and continuing revelation. At different times and in different countries, different ideas have been considered to be the most important. But tolerance also means a tigerish determination to fight for the right of others to enjoy the same freedom to worship in whatever way they choose, so long as it doesn't harm anyone else. Our fellowship in diversity, happy phrase, aims to be tolerant towards others. As Joyce Grenfell beautifully puts it, we believe in loving in spite of human imperfection. So how does this all work out within the context of a Unitarian congregation? What is it that keeps us coming together in fellowship, Sunday after Sunday, rather than attending another church, or relaxing with our families, or engaging in a touch of retail therapy? I can only tell you what these three tenets mean to me and how they touch my life. Some of you will know that although I am a birthright Unitarian on my father's side, I did not attend a Unitarian church in my childhood. It was not until my late teens that I discovered Unitarianism, having examined the beliefs and creeds of mainstream Christianity and been unable to accept them. Discovering Unitarianism was like coming home. I realised that this was where I belonged, a place in which my questions and doubts could be answered, or if not answered, wholeheartedly accepted. It was a wonderful feeling, and I still appreciate how lucky I am to have found this movement of ours. And yet, it is not an easy way to live. If you want answers, fair and square, set down in black and white with no contradictions, Unitarianism is not the place for you. Some people may find the lack of a creed, a denomination-wide accepted set of beliefs, daunting. Not me. I love the fact that Unitarians do not claim to have all the answers. Every Unitarian I've ever known has been a spiritual seeker, just like me. We are all on the same journey, seekers and sharers, fellow pilgrims on the path, to quote Cliff Reid once again. What holds us together is that we all have the same attitude to religion and spirituality. All of us believe profoundly in the necessity of personal freedom of religious belief, the freedom to grow and to act in accordance with our beliefs, to work out our own answers. And we need to make this better known. I have told the story about the experience I had of discerning my own personal values in my presidential service, because, of course, no two Unitarians will have the same ones, not even freedom, reason, and tolerance. At a values workshop I attended a few years ago, Reverend Winnie Gordon asked us what we valued most deeply and to list these with a five-word explanation of what they meant to us. These are the ones I listed. Simplicity, walking in the world lightly, which is related to my strong feelings about consumerism and concerns about the environment. Integrity, living wholeheartedly, actions matching values. I believe that our values are only valid if they are matched by our actions in the world. Compassion, putting love at the centre. I've spoken to you about this many times. Peace, loving our neighbours as ourselves. Not just an absence of war, but really trying to love the other and to treat them with justice, equity and respect. Equality, all unique, precious human beings, which is closely related to loving our neighbours as ourselves. This one is about recognising that of God in everyone, to use the Quaker phrase. And finally, loyalty, standing with each other. I believe this is so important for any congregation if we are going to be a true, beloved community. We need to care for each other and to share each other's joys and concerns and to be there for each other in times of joy as well as in times of sorrow. Many members of other faiths find that their bond with others is in scriptural or creedal affirmations. That door is closed to us. Our bond is a belief that people can agree to work together for the deepening of spiritual life, the strengthening of moral character, and the improvement of society, without agreeing to a set of theological doctrines. Ours is a fellowship in diversity, a band of pilgrims on the same spiritual seeking path, each having perfect freedom to follow the dictates of our individual reason and conscience, to forge a living faith that will help us to follow the best that we know for the greater good of ourselves and the world. May it be so. Amen. Some closing words. Spirit of life and love, may we be inspired to discern our own spiritual values and to come together in community to forge a set of values for our congregations and then put them into action for the greater good of ourselves and the world. May we return to our everyday world refreshed. May we share the love we feel. May we look out for each other. And may we keep up our hearts now and in the days to come. Amen.